Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. Today, we're headed to the 43rd annual Watonga Cheese Festival and the Jedi OKC Masquerade 5K in 1 mile fun run in OKC. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley.
So we got a chance to actually go do something.
We did. We got out there.
Took a little time away from pre-production and post-production to kind of...
Boots on the ground.
Mix and mingle with the folks of Chickasha down at the Rock Island, the 11th annual. Let's get it right. 11th annual Rock Island Arts Festival.
We got a chance to meet the mayor.
The mayor. Yes. And when I smile, I noticed the picture. Okay. When I smile, my eyes disappear. So that picture may never actually see the light of day. I looked ridiculous.
Well, we didn't get a key to the city, but he did promise to leave the side door unlocked.
But where does my question is it the side door to the love? Is it the side door to an abandoned building? We also got a chance to talk to the Arts Council down there about arts and activities. And
they had a whole lot of stuff going on for the kids.
Yeah, a lot of stuff for the kids down there.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. And we did get to play a couple of rounds of Cornhole, which I hate the name of that game.
I do. I hate the name of the game. I hate that we don't just call it Beanbag Toss, you know?
What's wrong with Beanbag Toss?
That's what it was when we were kids, wasn't it?
I feel like it was.
Did you know this? They actually have professional Cornhole leagues. They play on, like, I think it's on ESPN 8.
ESPN 27.
Yeah.
It can't be 8.
Well, yeah.
It can't be Ocho.
It could be the Ocho, man. But yeah. We're not ready for the big, I don't think we're anywhere near ready for the big leagues. But I'll tell you what we can't, what I know for a fact we can do well, put down some grub.
No, we can't, dude. I'm still suffering over here.
You said to me, dude, I got to go lay on my side. Like, you were very specific about, I need to go lay on my side. Like, I've never heard, that's something the pregnant woman
exactly,
would say.
Exactly, dude. I'm telling you. I'm on the strictly keto diet, and I decided at the last minute that I was going to try some food from the food truck championship.
Yeah.
And I did, and I tried a lot of it.
And it won your heart. By your heart, I mean the arteries and the heartburn. But you made it.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these places.
Yeah.
Mob Grill Food Truck.
Yeah, I've seen them, never had them.
Dude, the burger was amazing.
Yeah, the fries were on point, too. Yeah, there were a lot of people nibbling on your hamburger. I don't know how you managed to get sick.
Yeah.
Make yourself... Yeah, there was a lot going on there.
I'm going to put a link in the show notes to all of these places. But if you ever run past these guys anywhere out on the street, definitely try them out if you're hungry.
Yeah, and Mob Grill, they placed as well, and so did the... And the kids had some of the stuff from the I Don't Know, I Don't Care truck.
Right. Actually, speaking of the Mob Grill, though, before we...
Yeah, yeah.
Those people have won all sorts of awards.
Oh, yeah, they're well-decorated. They even mentioned it kind of during the ceremony, the award ceremony. I can't even believe that you guys showed up here. So, yeah, they've been around.
And the one that you said the kids, my kids had tried some of the food, the name of the truck is I Don't Know and I Don't Care.
Yeah, they got second place overall.
Talk to Mary at that truck. She's one of the owners. Dude, they're really knocking it out of the park, too. Street Tacos
was
what we got off of that, and I had a bite of one of those, half a burger from the Mob truck, or Mob Grill food truck, some fries, maybe a soft drink.
Well, the one thing I regret not trying was the champion, and because they were kind of a dark horse pick. The champions of the food truck championship was an ice cream truck.
Dude, okay, so I think I literally would have died.
If I'd
have put ice cream on the top of all of that.
But I slept on them, and they won first place. It's the Contraband's Ice Cream Lab. Talk to them. They're going to be on the show a little bit later on, probably closer to November, but man, and then we stopped at Sholly Sweets.
Yeah, Sholly Sweets. It's a Chickasha-based bakery.
And beef jerky.
And they make beef jerky, which
is weird.
The combo thing messes with my head.
Yeah.
But like every restaurant in Chickasha has Sholly Sweets as desserts.
Yeah, and again, I say rightfully so. I said weird, not because I don't agree with the concept, but you get your sweet and savory all in one spot. I can't complain. I love beef jerky. I know you do.
You tried the beef jerky.
Yes.
What'd you think?
I loved it. Teriyaki, just enough spice. There was a guy kind of going, well, I kind of like that. I was like, dude, it's all good. So I shut him down.
Well, there was one other thing that I saw while we were there. Just one of the local vendors.
Dude.
Larry Allen from a place called Twister Strums LLC. Okay, we're just cruising along, checking things out at the festival.
We were headed to Sholly's Suites.
We were headed to Sholly's, and I was like, hold on. It just stopped us in our tracks. There's a booth set up with guitars.
Oh, yeah.
But they're all made out of, like, super weird stuff, like cigar boxes.
Cookie tins.
Old bean cans.
Yes.
And they look amazing. They sound great. And it's super unique. It was awesome. I'm going to put a link to his website in the show notes. You have to go look at these things. They're amazing.
And I'm just going to say, full disclosure, you know, we went to his Facebook page. There aren't near enough people interested in this. I think it's probably the coolest thing. You know, we walked away going, is there anything else that could top that? And then I ate beef jerky, but it's art. It's funky. It's cool. Larry, just a really nice guy. Yeah. I think he's definitely going to be, we're booking that guy for sure.
He's got to come on the show. Yeah.
Okay. But the one thing I didn't see there.
What?
I didn't see no fried cheese, man. I didn't see no cheese, anything.
Well, we have you covered for that, Brett.
Covered with cheese?
No, we have Teresa France with the Watonga Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, so when is that?
Right now.
Okay, before we go any further, where'd you get that shirt?
You mean this custom-designed only an OK shirt?
Dude, the podcast is 17 seconds old.
The guys over at Master Threads printed them up for us.
Well, apparently not us. I don't have a Only in Oklahoma shirt.
Oh, did you not get yours?
Oh, and apparently a hat as well, embroidered? How is this even possible?
Brett, I'm just going to say that Master Threads is an Oklahoma-based company specializing in professional graphic design and embroidery.
And apparently lightning-fast turnaround?
Absolutely. So they had made shirts for us in the past, back in the days when we were only international. Nationally award-winning podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
They nailed that order, too.
Well, apparently, I'll have to call Jeff and the team at Master Threads myself to make it happen. But if you need local products from a local company you can trust, check out Master Threads at masterthreads.us.
That's masterthreads.us.
Master Threads. Well, when you think of cheese, what immediately comes to mind is Italy, Wisconsin, and France. And by France, I mean Teresa France, director of Watonga Chamber of Commerce. I really worked on that. She's the director of the Watonga Chamber of Commerce, and she's here to talk to us about the 43rd annual Cheese Festival and all the big doings that's going on out there in Watonga, USA. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I'm really excited to be on the show today.
I told him, I said, she will laugh at that when I said the France thing. I had him read it. I wanted him to read it first to make sure it looked right, but I put all my money on you, and you didn't disappoint.
Well, that's a fun joke. Thank you so much.
So Teresa, how did cheese become a cash crop here in Oklahoma?
You know, well, here's what I say. My family comes from dairy farmers. And in this area, we actually had several dairy farmers back in the 30s and 40s and so forth. And Watonga was pretty bustling back then. And so for us in this area, it just kind of was a no-brainer for us to go ahead and develop this wonderful local cheese that we very much love in this area.
You know, you just don't think about it unless you live here. It's not something, it's not necessarily that it's not on the list, but it's not the first thing I go to. I think oil, I think cattle. I just never go right to cheese. I mean, it's just an interesting, and I don't think dairy farming always.
Well, you know, there's not as many dairy farmers are there as there used to be. You know, my dad, when he farmed, when us kids were little, there was, you know, he had maybe 20 head of cows. Now it's like a big industry and there's hundreds. So it's obviously through, you know, mass production now. It's a different
era,
a different place. Yeah.
So obviously, cheese is a big factor. A festival sounds like the logical step. 43 years ago, how did it all come to be?
Well, you know, in 1976 was the beginning of the Watonga Cheese Festival. And back in that area and era as well, if you guys, I don't even know if you guys were born yet. I was not very old at that time. But they didn't have very many festivals in the state of Oklahoma. And so it became a big deal for this area. And, you know, now most communities have festivals, their own festivals. But back in 1976, we were one of the very first in the state of Oklahoma.
That is crazy to me.
Isn't that crazy? And so we used to draw in about, no joke when I say this, in our town of about, at that time, maybe 5,000 people, we had about 25 to 30,000 visitors come through our town during that weekend.
That's a lot of cheese curds.
That is some curds. You're absolutely right.
So we visited quite a few festivals throughout the years. What exactly goes on at the Watonga Cheese Festival?
Okay, well, let me preface this by just saying and stating that now our Watonga Cheese has been relocated. In 2007, we had a hurricane, an inland hurricane in our community,
I remember
believe it
that.
Or not.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? So it destroyed our cheese factory, and they had some family ties in Perryton, Texas at that time. So they actually moved their factory there, but we still have the cheese shipped here. So during our cheese festival, we still do the cheese tasting. We have the cheese tasting line where you can taste any of the Watonga cheeses that we have. And now we have a local winery. So we've included some other wineries that come into town where you can do wine tasting. This year, we've actually included some beer tasting.
Ooh.
And yeah, which is going to be something a little different for us. But we also include so much more. We have vendors that are local and throughout Oklahoma and some outside of Oklahoma vendors. We have activities for kids. We have a rodeo this year. Just something for everybody that can attend. It's going to be a fantastic festival.
Teresa, let me ask you a question. I used to live on the north side of Oklahoma City, and there was a place that said they had Watonga cheese. It's between Meridian and Tulsa on 39th Expressway. Mm-hmm. Were they imposters?
That
was that
cheese.
A real? Okay.
No, that is the real deal. Yeah, no, it's actually Watonga cheese is shipped all throughout the state of Oklahoma and actually in obviously other states as well, Texas being one of those. And it's a local, well-known name, not just locally, but across the state.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. I've been doing it wrong this whole time. I love cheese, and I've been doing cheese wrong the whole time.
Well, you need to come to this festival. You'll be wowed. How
okay,
about that?
So
we have a parade throughout this whole festival too.
Oh,
every Saturday of, I mean, every year we've also included a parade. So it's a big deal.
So it seems like every episode and interview we've had, there's something to do with a zip line, and I'm terribly afraid of heights. There's a zip line at this festival?
We are going to have a zip line, yes. We're including a zip line, and we're also going to do a bungee jump house thing.
Come on.
Yeah, it's not going to be jumping from a building or anything like that. You're going to be in a harness.
It doesn't matter.
We're going to do something fun for everybody. Every person that comes to this event is going to have something that they can do. We're giving some free plane rides. We're going to have a fly-in and do some plane rides for kids from ages 8 to 17. And a rodeo, a two-day full rodeo where we're going to have entertainment. I don't know. Have you ever heard of Katie Lee? She is a local Oklahoma singer. She's going to be performing at the rodeo during their intermission. Yeah, it's we've got something for everybody.
Well, we totally approve. Now, I did run across something in research here, something about a jelly roll contest. I'm going to need more information on this.
Okay, well, just so you know, I needed a lot more information on that when I started doing this. I thought, what are they doing? So a jelly roll is something that they use in quilting. It's a quilting term. So we have a lot of quilters in and around this area, and they bring their quilts to display. And this contest is rolling up quilt pieces, how many you can sew together and put together during a specific time frame. And it's, I guess, a very, very popular event during the Cheese Festival.
Okay, I'm gonna have to say that Gosh. Sounds interesting, but I was a lot more interested when I thought that it was some sort of food.
A right. food?
Like a kolache. You just called it a jelly roll because of like copyright infringement.
Right. But, oh no.
But this sounds like
no,
this.
But we do have lots of cheese that you can choose from. Well, lots and
that's,
of cheese.
And that's where I was getting at. Wine with cheese. Okay. That's, mm-hmm. that's normal. But beer. Right? But beer with yeah. cheese. Now, in terms of beers, go ahead. Tell us more about
that.
Well,
I was just going to say, we're also going to have some other creameries within the that area as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have ice cream and beer. How does that sound?
Delicious.
So we've got a couple of creameries that are going to be attending, and we have some ice cream within those creameries. So, yeah, that's another feature that we're offering. And we're having music in this little food court area where we're going to have the wine and the cheese and all the food, and there's going to be music playing. You wow. can sit, you can drink a beer, you can drink a glass of wine within this area and really enjoy some local flavor.
I mean, here's my one last question. So you've got all this beer sure. and cheese and wine. If I get on the zip line and I mm-hmm. get sick to my stomach, is there plastic laid down? I need to take a barf bag with me on the zip line or on the bungee experience.
You might. No, I don't think it's going to be quite that intense. But something else that I haven't touched on is we are actually as well within this whole festival, we are going to have about 125 craft vendors, and they're all going to be either on the street or we have two enclosed areas that are going to have booths with these crafts. And it's anything that you can think of. We have anything from homemade purses that are leather and that sort of thing, to fashion boutiques, to somebody that may be selling some kind of a mug or something like that they've lasered on. Yeah, we've got everything that you can think of. It's a great time to start pre-planning for your holiday season, that's for sure.
So I'm assuming that the festival itself is raising funds for one thing or another. Can you kind of tell mm-hmm. us the backstory of that? What are we supporting by coming out to the Watonga Cheese Festival?
Well, you're pouring money back into the community. One thing that we, that's one of the reasons why we like the support. Now, we don't charge. There's no fee to be a part of the festival. So there's not an entrance fee to come to the festival. It's free. You walk through all of the booths, and we have pony rides this year. We have a petting zoo. Now you may have to pay if you wanted to, get some feed or something like that to feed the animals. But for the majority of this festival, it is absolutely free. Other than, of course, the food that you purchase and the arts and crafts that you buy.
That's
but
awesome.
This is a free festival. Yeah, it's great.
I love that. I love that whole idea. I really do. And then it puts money back in the pockets of the vendors into the community. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge draw for Watonga. So in terms of that, Watonga's kind of went through a renaissance in terms of restoration and things. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's going on with that?
Absolutely. This is one area that I'm absolutely passionate about. When I took this position, and I'll just let you know, I'm from this area locally. I live in a little town that's about 10 miles. I grew up in a small town about 10 miles just south of here. It's called Greenfield. Mm-hmm. So Watonga was like going to the big city when I was a kid. So I had a little bit of a romantic, I guess you could say, feeling, a renaissance, like you said, towards this community. So when I got here, our downtown, we had a lot of empty buildings, and just it was sad. There wasn't as much happening. And so one of the things that I decided to really push for was to bring in a community consultant to tell us about what we could do to revitalize our downtown. And he kind of brings the heart back into the community. And just being here for 2 days, he inspired our community to start a change and to start a what we call, we have a hashtag. It's hashtag One Watonga. And basically, it's just bringing our community back together. And so we've got some downtown buildings that are being renovated. One in particular, he is renovating 4 lofts upstairs to be apartments. And down below, we're going to have some retail space, a new furniture store and some things like that. That's just one story. We've got other businesses that are moving in that want to, give back to the community. Love's Country Store, Watonga. I don't know if you guys know this little bit of history, but Love's right here in Watonga, Oklahoma, was the very first store in operation.
I had no idea.
And that, yeah, it's really cool. So this was our Love's Number One. That's the name of it. If you call the store, they answer it Love's Number One.
Oh.
And so it's pretty cool. So what they have decided to do is they're going to build a new Love's, with a truck bays, and we're going to get a new restaurant inside of that. And that's going to probably be opened in, by the end of next year. We're hoping to see that happen maybe a little before, maybe about this time next year, that store will be completely open and ready for business. And that's just one way that they're giving back to our community. We have a Lucky Star Casino as one of our local casinos in this area.
Oh, yeah.
And they are going to be building a $25 million project, a new hotel, a new casino, a new conference center, another restaurant there. It's also supposed to be completed in 2020. And they're giving back to our small town of 3,000 by building this amazing casino in our area and restaurant and hotel. It's really going to help us in housing for tourists and those kinds of people that come back through our area, especially during the Cheese Festival. We need lots of hotel space.
And, yeah, accommodations, and, you know, absolutely.
We're very hard to find that right now while we're doing the oil and gas. You know, we're kind of in the middle of all of that. So a lot of our accommodations are taken. So we're excited. We're super excited about that.
That's awesome. Is that new casino going to be near the near Roman Nose Park?
It's not actually. It's going to be south of Roman Nose State Park. So, but it's still, we're going to work in partnership in pulling all of that together for sure.
So you mentioned oil and gas. You know, yes, they've taken up pretty much residents of Western Oklahoma. But that's also got to be a big help for your local businesses and that infrastructure as well.
Oh my goodness. Yes, it has. I'll tell you, like I told you before, our hotel and motels and our restaurants that we have are always maxed.
Yeah.
And which is great. But in saying that, we are in need of that type of infrastructure development. So that's what one of our, you know, our local city government that we're trying to improve is to get those accommodations met, those needs met.
As far as other things to do in the area, I know, I'm personally aware of Roman Nose Park. We recently been within the last
there,
year.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, a lot of neat, interesting features in that park.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there to do in the area if we make the drive all the way to Watonga?
Sure. Well, we have a couple of historical sites, one being the Ferguson Museum. It is the only, I think, the one of the oldest governor homes in Western Oklahoma, for sure. And so that's a great place to go visit, T.B. Ferguson Home and Museum. Then we also have a lot of fun other things, too. Like, we have the Ferguson Chapel, which is also a chapel that, if you decide you want to get married, you know, they actually perform marriages there. So that's another great location to stop at. We also have some golf courses. You mentioned Romano's. They've got one of the best golf courses in the area in Western Oklahoma. We've got Whirlwind Winery, which is a local winery here, and they will do like private parties if you decided you want to do something like that. But they have wine tastings throughout the week. And we have a theater group called Liberty Theater. And they do all sorts of different events within that genre there, from plays to they host lots of music. We have music groups that will stop and they have music playing on weekends and things of that nature. Our courthouse is one of the oldest ones in the state of Oklahoma. It's fantastic. It was built in 1907 and it is absolutely beautiful. If you ever come, you got to take a tour through our courthouse. It's really great.
Teresa, many moons ago, I went to Watonga on a field trip and we rode the train. You haven't mentioned the train. Do they not do that anymore up there?
You know, they don't.
Okay.
But it's a very active train now. I mean, they're hauling grain back and forth a lot. But they do something I did not mention when we were talking about the Cheese Festival. They've got an event called Race the Rail, and you can ride your bike 32.5 miles from Watonga to Geary and back. during Race the Rail event. Yeah, and there's a lot of folks that do that.
You said you could. They can. they can. And I will talk about it while I'm sitting here in gym shorts. I'll dress like I'm going to ride a bike, but I'll just talk about it.
Another event that I failed to tell you about was we have a rat race. It's the 39th annual rat race that we do in conjunction with the Cheese Festival.
Oh.
And that is held on the Saturday, the 12th. And it's for all ages. And it is a 5K all the way up. Let me see here. I haven't ran it, so I can't tell you for sure all of the. I think it's up to a. Is it just a 5K? Actually, it's just up to a 5K. So that's a lot of fun, too. And it starts off here. And they go for. This has been going on for 39 years.
Oh my goodness.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
No snakes allowed at the rat race. Well, it just seems like there's
one. We don't do the rattlesnake derby.
Yeah. Watonga is just I had no idea it was such a happening place. And I think a lot of people probably share the same sentiment. And thank you so much for shining such a bright light on Watonga.
Oh, well, you know, it's my hometown. I love it. And I enjoy being a part of the Chamber of Commerce and telling people about all of the great things that are local. And
Absolutely.
We do. We have a lot of, and it's, you know what, as far as people go, you can't find a better place.
Okay. Has there ever been somebody more excited
about cheese?
About their town?
Are there? Okay. Yes. Their town, their cheese, she is pumped. Love the energy out there.
Absolutely. And I also love what they're doing. The revitalization. I like their hashtag.
Yeah. Their hashtag One Watonga.
Right.
I mean, what's in a hashtag? I think it pretty much sums it up, but they're investing a ton of time and effort and money and resources into the community, because you see a lot of small towns around Oklahoma that just kind of fall apart. And it looks to me like they're really taking advantage of some of the influx of the economic influx over at least the last decade.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
I really like a lot of the things they have planned coming up.
Right.
Changes, improvements, that sort of thing.
I think we'll be giving each other a ringy-ding quite often here for the near and distant future. But yeah,
did you say ringy-ding?
I said ringy-ding.
Why?
I don't know. It just sometimes, you know, it just things just the synapse just fire off. You don't know what's going to happen. I'm much better than I used to be.
I don't know that there's any evidence of that.
You'll see. You'll see, because when I get my Jedi mastery. You'll know when it happens.
You get your Jedi mastery.
Right.
When you get your lightsaber.
When I get my lightsaber from Rick Young.
Or LaTonya McHale.
Right, with the Jedi 5K coming up. All right, 6 goes into 7. One is... God, I'm so frustrated. I'm scared to death. I'm an independent contractor, and I don't want to get punched in the jimmy by the IRS.
Brett, why don't you give our buddy Justin over at the Holiday Tax Group a call? One of their specialties is tax preparation and planning. And then on top of that, if you have a run-in with the IRS, they're going to have your back.
Perfect. But how do I find them?
You can reach them at holidaytaxgroup.com. And if the independent contractor thing works out for you, they also do estate planning. So they got you back on that one as well.
Oh, thank goodness. Thanks for the advice. That's holidaytaxgroup.com. Holiday with two L's.
Proud to welcome, are we? All the way from the Alderaan system, Jedi Young and Jedi McHale with the OKC Jedi Club, are they?
Welcome to the show. I mean, what else can I say? I did my best.
Good job.
All right, thanks. So we're kind of not new to the galaxy, but new to Jedi OKC. Can you kind of tell us how it all got started?
Well, Jedi OKC started in 2001. It started out as basically a collector's club, and people with the interest, you know, Star Wars interest, getting together and just camaraderie and showing off collections. Then we quickly turned into kind of a costuming group. A lot of them were already costuming, and it's just kind of taken off from there.
So that's 2001, obviously, we, you know, around that time, we're talking episode one and then on backwards. How much has it grown members-wise? What are we talking about in terms of memberships? What are you looking at now?
There's probably close to 300 to 400 actual members. Not all members, you know, there's no requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Some members are still collectors. Some are just kind of interested in what we do. We still have a lot of costumers. So it's people of different interests with the one thing in common, Star Wars.
Absolutely. So there's no mastery requirements. You don't have to master the Force choke right off the bat. I'm just kidding.
Right. Yeah, we don't have any costume restrictions. We do want you to bring your children. This is one of the things that we're kind of adamant about. We love the kids participating. We want them to costume up as well. That's kind of where our charity drives lead us to, is to the children's charities. So we want to be a family group, you know.
That's awesome. Just out of curiosity, any issues with me wearing my Starfleet uniform?
Not at all.
Wow, okay.
Just like trying to get a rise, man. I'm sorry.
We will beam you up.
just to have all our cards on the table, though. My mother's maiden name was Palpatine, so I don't know if that's going to cause any issues with the rest of the interview, but I just wanted you guys to know.
Yeah, it's cool.
They're not that close, honestly. We've talked about it. He's not that close to us, so I think he's okay. So open to the public, family-friendly, pet-friendly, I'm sure. How do I become a Jedi? Just show up?
We don't have the gas to make it to the Dagobah system, by the way, so it needs to be something local.
Yeah, can we order online? I guess this is the best way to say it.
Actually, you go to JediOKC.com, you sign up there, and you're official.
Oh, wow. God, man, it's crazy. Those Imperials, they want a lot more out of you. I had to sell my soul.
Well, we want you to come out and have fun.
Right. Right. So, speaking of having fun, you got the Masquerade 5K and the 1 mile fun run coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about the event, and is force pushing allowed at the finish line?
Absolutely, if you know them. If it's your friend, go ahead and push them through. October 12th, we're going to have the Masquerade Fun Run at the Wiley Post Park. Starts at 5 p.m., so you don't have to get up at the crack of dawn. There'll be a costume contest for pets, adults, children. There's great prizes for that. Judging starts at 4 p.m. Then we also have the prizes. All of our first place winners in our age groups and our overall winners will receive a one-night local hotel stay. All of the 17 and under will receive iFly tickets.
Ooh, that's fun.
And then second place winners, we have $50 gift cards from a variety of places for all of our second place winners. And then all of our third place winners will be receiving art from local artists. And then there will also be raffles for other prizes that have been donated for the cause. So all the proceeds go to Integris Mental Health Spencer Hospital to provide totes and shoes for all the kids. We do this every Christmas. We make sure all the kids get a brand new coat and a brand new pair of shoes, which is something that they normally don't even show up with. Their shoes are usually flip-flops, poor fitting.
Yes.
These are things that we take for granted in our everyday life.
Absolutely.
And this is them on Christmas morning opening up coats and shoes. It's a tearjerker to see their faces be so happy for these types of things.
That's awesome. Love to hear that things like that are happening right here in Oklahoma City. What is the latest that we could enter into the event?
You can enter it in that day. You can show up at the park and sign up.
Now, I know we've had a lot of fun at the Star Wars expense because we grew up as fans as well. But in all seriousness, we absolutely love and that's kind of why we're talking to you guys. We love what you're doing for the community. There's something about the Star Wars community. It's something about the sci-fi community. It's a very tight-knit group. You know what I mean? It's a lot of fun. It welcomes in. It's a good energy. And, you know, just kind of judging by your website, you guys are doing something for charity all of the time. And I just think that's fantastic.
Yeah. We don't charge for showing up at any of the events. We participate in the Down syndrome walks, Alzheimer's walks. We get calls for all kinds of different events, and we like to show up and just show our support for these other causes that are trying to raise money for things that are close to their heart. When we can support our, you know, neighbors in these types of events, it's rewarding all on its own.
Well, and we noticed it just in this week or this past weekend, because when this shows, it'll be over with. You're doing the Alzheimer's Walk. You're doing the Down Syndrome Festival. I just can't say enough about what you all are doing for the community. I really can't. I appreciate what you guys are doing up there.
Well, thank you.
So can you tell us again the best way to find out more information?
Okay, if you want to find out more information out about becoming a member of the Jedi OKC fan club, you can go to JediOKC.com. If you would like to find out more information about the race, you can go to JediOKC5K.com. And we'd also like to offer a discount code for you guys and all of your listeners.
Awesome.
They can, if they want to go in and register for the race, they can use Fan Club 4 for $4 off their race entry.
Awesome. Okay, awesome. We really appreciate that.
And the number 4. So
the number
Fan
4.
Club and the number 4.
Okay, perfect. Well, I feel like I need to ask, did I do okay in the intro? I feel like I've trained my entire life for this moment. Okay. Thank you. I like to say I'm a voice actor, but nobody believes me. I need proof. I now have celluloid proof. I can do this.
It was great.
We expect to see you at some of our events.
Okay. I'll do it, but I also have to do some imperial stuff with Chancellor Palpatine. You know, I won't do that to you guys.
We could probably get him some platform shoes and he might be as tall as Yoda.
That's I look like I grew up on Endor, though. If you see pictures, you're going to think that right away. But we appreciate y'all coming on being willing to come on the show, especially late notice and late in the night. We really appreciate you doing that.
Well, thank you for helping support our event and getting the word out there for us.
Absolutely.
We love it. It's the greatest thing I've heard of all day.
Seriously. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. I've just got to say, right off the bat, Brett, this is a great organization.
It's a great organization, but I'm still kind of recovering from having you tell me, oh, great idea. Do Yoda to Jedi OKC.
What's that, Yoda? I literally thought that was Oscar the Grouch.
No, Oscar the Grouch is more like Oscar the Grouch here. That's more, okay, you're right. Maybe. I was on the spot, man. I didn't have time to warm up or anything.
They're super fun.
They are a lot of fun.
I think more importantly, even if you're not a nerd, like, their organization is just super cool. The things that they're doing and the effort that they're putting from something that they love into helping the community, it's awesome.
And how it evolved to being not just, you don't have to be just a Star Wars guy. You can be a superhero. It's all inclusive. Which I, you know, even though I'm a fan of the Imperials, there's no way the Imperials are that inclusive. Not a chance.
I also appreciate the discount code that they gave
us.
If you're interested in using that, again, the discount code is FANCLUB4.
Yeah, get you a discount on that entry fee. But, you know, only in OK, we're on everything. Every piece of social media you can get your hands on. There's no excuse.
It's only an OK show everywhere, so please go like us, review us, subscribe, all of that stuff. Only an OK show.
And if you don't do it, all you can do is blame yourselves. And in the words of Yoda,
do or do not. There is no try.
This has been the Only in Oklahoma show. I'm Harley.
I'm Brett.